Well, Jane Ace has appointed herself manager of a 17-year-old orphan called Caruso, who, she discovered, has a beautiful tenor voice. She had him over to the house for an audition for Mr. Ace and Marge the other night, and he made a great impression. This episode takes place a few evenings later in the living room of the Ace's bungalow. We find Marge engrossed in a book. Mr. Ace is looking over some household bills. Listen.
What is this? A suit, $17. An overcoat, $18. Who's buying suits and overcoats? What do you think of this, Marge?
What'd you say?
What is she doing?
Who, Jane?
Yeah, look at this. I'm looking over some household bills here, and I find one for a suit and an overcoat.
Uh-oh.
Jane!
Now, take it easy, Ace. There's no need to get upset.
Jane, come in here a minute.
Oh, you know what it's for, so why do you have to start an argument?
You mean it's for that boy protege of hers?
I wouldn't be surprised. Now, the boy does need some clothes. He can't go around looking the way he does.
But I distinctly told her...
Did you call me, dear?
Yes, I've called you dear. Very dear. What is the meaning of this?
What is it?
I'm looking through these household bills, and I find this little item here for a suit and an overcoat.
Oh, is that still here? Give me that, dear.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, is that still here?
I meant to mail it back to him.
Mail it back to whom?
To the store where I bought the clothes. Now give it to
me. Mail it back to the store where you bought them. You mean you were going to mail this bill back to him?
Yes, I meant to mark it insufficient funds and send it back.
You what?
I don't want to pay it this month. Don't you get it?
You don't want to pay it this month, and I don't want to pay it any month.
But, dear, if you'll only let me explain.
But nothing, Jane. We're having enough expenses as it is, and things have slowed down in business. I can't afford this. Besides, this was my year to buy an overcoat. Last year I gave it up when you got your coat, and I just had the lining fixed in mine. Now, this was my year, and I find somebody else is ahead of me. Well, I can't be paying for suits and overcoats for everybody that comes along.
Well, if you'll only let me explain.
Explain what?
Let her explain it. Now, what is it, Jen?
Thanks, Mark. Well, it was like this. I told you I was going to buy him a suit, didn't I?
Yes, but an overcoat, too. I didn't know.
Well, that's just it. We bought the suit, and he put it on and wore it. Well, it was raining, and a kind of a cold rain. So I said I'd buy him an overcoat, and he said no, he wouldn't take it. He said he was even going to pay us back for the suit, much less an overcoat. So finally, I told him he could pay us back for both of them, and he let me buy the coat.
He let you?
Yes, I had a hard time with him. He didn't want to take any of the things at first.
Any of what things?
Any of the things I had to buy for him.
Oh, there are other things.
Well, doesn't he have to watch his voice? Can he have his throat sticking out with nothing around it or in it?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a scarf and an atomizer.
What was that?
I had to buy him a scarf and an atomizer. You know those things you spray in your throat. It fell on the drugstore bill, dear.
Now I'm buying atomizers.
Just one.
Oh, now, Jay, this is going too far. I'm not spending money for atomizers.
Oh, atomizers.
What? Now, cut out that laughing, Marge. This is serious. Now, look, Jay, how much are we going to spend on this boy of yours?
Well, he's going to pay back every cent of it.
He's going to pay back every cent?
Yes.
Out of what?
Out of the money he makes when he starts to sing.
When he starts to sing. When is that going to be?
Oh, well, I guess I might as well tell you. I was going to keep it a surprise.
He's what a surprise. What happened?
Well...
This better be good.
It will, dear.
Oh.
Well, yesterday morning I called up Caruso and told him I wanted to see him. So he... No, wait, was it yesterday? No, day before yesterday. I had my hair done yesterday. Did I have my hair done yesterday? Yes, I had my hair done yesterday. It was the day before yesterday.
Is this awful? Will you please tell your story?
I'm telling to her. Hold your horse.
Well, what happened day before yesterday, Jane? Go on.
Well, I called him and he came over. I told him we all liked the way he sang and we had to do something now. So he said, what? And I said, well, that's what I want to talk about. So he said he appreciated that we all liked his voice, but he would like to sing for a music teacher, to see what a music teacher would sing. So we picked out a music teacher, and away we went.
You picked out a music teacher?
Yes, out of a phone book. We just took one at random. And it turned out to be Signor Cordelli.
Who was?
Signor Cordelli, a music teacher. Well, we went up to his office. A studio, they call it. and Caruso sang for him.
Well, what did he say, Joan?
Well, he got very excited. You know how music teachers do. And he said, Caruso has a marvelous voice, especially for a boy so young. And he said, this boy ought to go away to study.
Well, go away where?
Why, that's just what I said, Marge. I said, go away where? Isn't it funny? He used to say the same thing I said.
Yes, Jane, that's very funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he said he ought to go to Europe to study.
Europe?
And Marge, that's the same thing I said. I said, Europe? I said, why Europe? If he's going to study, he ought to go someplace where it's quiet so he can study. Well, don't you think he should? And why go to Europe anyhow? I said to Signor Cordelli. I said, this is the land of milk and money, and we certainly want to start making money, I said. And he said he shouldn't even think about making money for some years.
For some years?
My dear, that's
I know, that's just what you said.
Well, not exactly. I said how many years.
Oh.
And he said he didn't know, but he did know that Caruso has a marvelous voice. Well, anybody can tell that, because if any person can sing as high as he does without getting red in the face...
Yes, Jane. Now, what happened?
When?
When this man said he should study abroad.
Have you been listening to what I've been saying?
Yes, I just...
Well, who said anything like that?
Didn't you just tell us that...
Well, you're not to go on with this story. I want to know what happened. What is this surprise you're talking about?
Oh, well, where was I? Oh, yes. Well, I didn't think that was very good advice he gave us. And as long as he did say he has a marvelous voice, that's all I wanted to know. So I said to Caruso, you come with me. We're going up to a radio station.
To a radio station?
Yes. Well, he hummed and hawed, and finally he said, all right. Well, no sooner said the better, and away we went. And this is a surprise. I wasn't going to tell you this, because tomorrow night you just turn on the radio and let you hear him.
He's singing over the radio tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? How would they put a boy on the radio that fast?
Well, I took him up there, and they heard him sing, that's all. And they grabbed him.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
No.
All right, you just wait till tomorrow night and see and hear.
Well, what station then?
QMA.
Why, Jen, that's marvelous. You are a manager.
I still don't believe it. They're kidding you.
Isn't that disgusting, Marge?
Well, I'll have to hear him before I believe it.
Oh, yes? Well, how would you like to see this?
What's that?
This is a list of the radio programs for tomorrow night. I cut it out tonight's paper because I didn't want you to see it. I wanted to surprise you.
Let me see it, then.
Well, I might as well now. There. See what it says, 7:30? See right there? Read it. To be announced. That's Caruso.
To be announced?
Yes, that's the time he's going on, 7:30 tomorrow night.
To be announced means he's going on.
Of course.
It doesn't say Caruso, does it?
Well, it doesn't say Jack Benny either, does it?
No, and Jack Benny isn't going on.
Well, neither is... No, that doesn't come out right.
No.
Now, let's start that again. What did you say, Jack?
I said this whole thing is a figment of your imagination.
Well, it doesn't say Jack... No, that isn't what you said before.
I still say it's your imagination.
Imagination?
Yeah, they're kidding you. Somebody is. Radio stations don't just put on anybody that comes up and wants to sing.
Well, they heard him. I let him sing for them.
And they auditioned him. Well, what did they say?
The same thing everybody says. Marvelous. You should have seen the excitement. We were all shaking each other's hands, and they were saying bravo and things like that. So I said, well, how about it? How about what? My Marge, that's just what they said. They said, how about what? And I said, how about a job on the radio?
I see. And they hired him right then and there, probably for $50,000 a year or something.
Well, not exactly. No money at first.
Oh, no money at all.
But that's only till everybody hears him and gets to like him. After tomorrow night, you just watch and see.
My friend, I think we have a genius in the family.
Oh, yes, he is, Marge.
No, I mean you, a genius of an impresario.
Me? Oh, I am not.
Yes, you really put over a big deal and in such little time, too.
Me? Oh, I am
not. Well, I still won't believe it.
You what? Now, look, dear, did you see this little clipping from the paper?
Yes, but I still won't believe it until I hear him.
Now, what are you going to believe? What you hear or what you see?
What I hear. To be announced doesn't spell Caruso to me.
If they're definitely set on having him sing tomorrow night, Jane, why is it they didn't put his name in the paper?
Well, that's just it. We couldn't decide on a name.
You couldn't decide on a name.
No, they wouldn't let him use the name of Caruso. They said that was a nickname. And besides, there was a singer once named Caruso.
Oh.
So what were they going to call him? Well, that's what we've got to decide before tomorrow night. You've got to decide on a name?
Well, that should be your biggest trouble.
Now, there you go, making trouble.
No. I mean, if all the fans in the way of this boy's becoming a big hit on the radio is finding a name for him, then it's going to be easy.
Well, it's not as easy as that. We had the hardest time even finding a first name that everybody liked.
Who's everybody?
Well, the people at the radio station, for one.
What did they suggest?
We got a first name. I thought of it.
What is it?
Jack.
Jack? Well, that's quite a thought. You thought of that, you say?
Yes.
Yourself, huh?
Yes. What's the matter with it?
Nothing. I think it's brilliant.
Oh, Jack is all right. Now, you leave her alone.
Yes. Why do you keep picking on her?
I'm not picking on you. I'm just complimenting you for having thought of that name. How long did that take?
Oh, I thought of it the first thing. It hit me in the face like a flash in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
You're having trouble finding the last name, is that
yes,
it?
Yes. But we'll think of something by tomorrow night. We'll have to. They'll have to announce his name when he starts to sing.
Yeah, that would be cozy. I mean, if he had a second name.
Oh, he'll have one. The fellows up there wanted me to let him use our name, Ace.
Wait a minute, you didn't.
Oh, no. Especially if he's going to use the first name of Jack. Jack doesn't go good with our name.
Jack? Oh, yes. I see
you
what
you... You see how it sounds if you say them both together?
Yes.
At least Jane's got her singer a start, even if she hasn't thought of a last name. How he does on his first radio program, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.